Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Saturday, the 16th of November, it's an important day for Boxes to Boots. Kristen Govan joining us now, the president of Boxes to Boots. Kristen, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks.
So tell us about Saturday.
It's going to be a big day. We're expected to have about over 1,500 care packages headed to 20 different units to Africa, Jordan, Bahrain, Guam, Japan, South Korea, UAE, and Kuwait. So we're expecting to have a couple hundred people come out to New Britain High School, 10 to 3 p.m. to come and wrap all the contents of the care packages, and we'll get those all to the post office and send them overseas so our troops have something to open on Christmas morning since they can't be home with their families.
You know, it's an incredible concept. Can you give me a sense of the vertical, like, how do you know, do you work with directly with the military? Like, how does it work about figuring out who to, you know, whom to send it to? And then answer that, then I'll get into the other logistics. But how do you work that out?
A lot of times we hear from friends or parents of their deployed children. And sometimes we'll hear from ministry groups with these units that'll reach out and say that their units there, the morale is down, and they could use a little boost of positivity with these care packages. And right now it's breaking my heart. We're at kind of capacity, our goal of 1,540, and I still have about 400 more requests for care packages on hold right now. So... this is tough.
Now, wait, what prevents you from doing it? Is it time, manpower, money? What is it?
All of the above. Our volunteers, we have amazing volunteers right now. We're going to start production again, 9 a.m., putting these care packages together. It's about $20 a piece to ship these boxes, so we're busy trying to fundraise and raise the money to send these overseas, and then we're also still looking for donations.
Okay, so if somebody wants to get involved, like, is there still opportunity to get involved in person on Saturday, or what's the best way? Obviously, if they could give $20 or more, that helps. I mean, because there's a chance you could still service that 400, correct?
Yes, I'm hoping so. People could go to our website, boxestoboots.org, and we have Sponsor a Box, where people can purchase a box, and that's $20, and you can write a little note to one of our service members that'll be included in a box, or if people want to buy items, we have an Amazon wish list as well there. Some of the things that we're still looking for are t-shirts, Hanes black socks, movie theater candy, cases of hot sauce, and a lot of our troops like working out, so we've had requests for things like protein bars, peanut butter, nuts, and anything protein-based.
That's so easy to do. I'm going to go do that right now myself. I mean, that's just easy to do. In a normal box, do you cater each? Like, if there aren't those specific requests, do you just put some nice things in it and a note? Like, everyone gets a note, I assume. And what goes in the average box?
We try to give everyone the same thing just to make it easier for us. We do your proteins, socks, t-shirts, some toiletries if they need that. We'll do a breakfast bag that includes some good K-cups and some cereals and little things from home like Cracker Jacks, or I found some Wendy's chili cans that we'll send overseas, a nice little reminder of fast food that they're missing from home. We'll have other units that are low on supplies, and we'll ask for things to keep warm if they're in colder climates, like winter hats or hand and foot warmers. So we try to kind of specialize if they have any special requests. Sometimes last year we had a unit that wanted Sour Patch Kids, so we sent a ton of boxes of Sour Patch Kids to make them happy.
That's awesome. Yeah, if you go to Boxes to Boots, and you can either donate using credit, debit, or PayPal. You can use Venmo. You can also do the sponsor a box option. And again, it's boxestoboots.org, and you go from there. We're talking with Kristen Govan, who's the president of Boxes to Boots. Just refresh me. It's in New Britain High School. Are you all set for personnel on Saturday in terms of getting the stuff ready? In terms of volunteers?
We could still use volunteers. I believe our 9 o'clock slot still has many openings, so people could go to our website and sign up for a table. Walk-ins can come, but we can't guarantee that we will have boxes that still need to be wrapped. It's a great day. We'll have a DJ out there playing music while everyone wraps. We'll have a food truck, Hop House from Berlin there.
It's Mark Christopher. It's Mark the Shark, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. And Kevin Nathan. I think Kevin Nathan's going to be there, too, from NBC Connecticut, right?
Yes, he will. Yeah. We're really excited. It's going to be a great day. And you just really, people walk away with a great sense of pride after they leave and feel like they're really doing something to say thank you to our troops.
I mean, sponsoring a box for $20 is nothing. You just don't buy coffee for 3 days and make a uniformed personnel happy. Chris, I want to ask you, now, Boxes to Boots is Connecticut only?
No, we ship to...
No, I mean like this organization.
Oh, yes, we're based in Berlin, Connecticut.
So I feel like this is so scalable. Like, because I do a lot of work with like School on Wheels in Massachusetts, and they basically do like backpacks and school mentoring like for people living with homelessness. I'm like, why don't we do this in all 50 states? Like, why? You should do this all across the country.
We should. And, we're being Veterans Day. We try to thank our veterans who were never thanked when they served in Vietnam. But I hear from these service members now in 2024, and they say, thank you for remembering us that we are overseas. And that's mind boggling to me that we're not doing enough to thank them and show support for what they're doing for us. I meet service members, we'll set up tables at fairs or sporting events, and you'll see a veteran who's served in Iraq or Afghanistan kind of walk by. They see our military logo. What is this? And we say, we send care packages overseas. And then you automatically see that smile come across their face like, oh, I've received a care package. You don't know how much that means to me to get that Snickers bar, or, oh, the Oreos were to die for, because things just don't taste the same. So if we here, if me, Kristen Govan, of Boxes to Boots, can really get our community together, I think it's important that we can get our service members to come home and actually have something to smile about or have a positive memory of their service. And that's our goal.
Well, you're doing great work, and I hope Saturday is a smashing success. And if you want to go to boxestoboots.org. You can do something right now if you want. If you can't make that 9 o'clock slot on Saturday, you can sponsor a box that'll go to, and you can write a little message. And I'm going to do it right here this morning. So I think it's great stuff. I hope it's awesome on Saturday. Kristen, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.